This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Affordable Development Coalition, an alliance of environmentalists, social activists, and labor leaders, has reached a new groundbreaking agreement with the developers of the ambitious Sonoma Mountain Village project in Rohnert Park. According to Coalition Director Marlene Daliger, the legally binding community benefit agreement with Cotting Enterprises covers a number of sometimes contentious issues.
The CBA covers environmental aspects, affordable housing, and labor. There are some pretty strong commitments in the agreement to hiring local residents for construction jobs, paying many of those folks prevailing wage, which is on par with the union wage, and also hiring contractors that have a history of complying with strong labor standards.
Santa Rosa attorney David Graybill, a longtime advocate for affordable housing, is especially pleased with the commitments that the agreement includes to address that concern.
The developer has committed to providing 15% of the units in that project affordable to lower income households, including in a third of that 15% for very low income households. That's substantially beyond what they are required to do under the Rohnert Park City Ordinance. And then in addition, they agreed to provide another 15% of the units affordable to moderate income households.
The 200-acre complex, to be built on the site of the former Agilent Manufacturing Campus, a little way south of Sonoma State, proposes 1,900 new housing units, along with extensive commercial and business spaces. Kirsty Moore, development manager for the project, says one of their priorities is creating good jobs at the site.
Agilent, when they left, about 2,500 jobs were lost. One of the commitments that Sonoma Mountain Village has made is to replenish those jobs and some. So we have committed to create over 4,400 jobs here at the project and subsequently keep as many jobs local as possible.
The company has also already adopted a living wage standard for their workers, Moore adds, and will encourage other employers in the complex to do likewise. Getting the buy-in from skeptical environmental groups, such as Sonoma County Conservation Action and other members of the Affordable Development Coalition, is part of the reason it took more than 2 years to work out the details of the community benefit agreement. But Moore says it was important to take the time and create a workable example that other projects can emulate.
I think what it really does is to show that we can create a stronger project that's beneficial to the developer, beneficial to the coalition members, and to the community, and hopefully provide a blueprint for others to follow.
The agreement is a model, not a requirement, concurs David Graybill, one that is already being used in similar talks with the developers of the new Railroad Square Center in Santa Rosa.
This is a great precedent. We're going to use it when we're talking to other developers. We are using it talking to the Railroad Square project in Santa Rosa. As the economy rebounds, we're going to see more development, and we're going to be using this precedent more and more.
Back in Rohnert Park, the environmental impact report for Sonoma Mountain Village is nearly ready for a vote, and Moore is hopeful that the first phase of housing construction there will get underway by early 2011. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.